Custom window treatments are a small upgrade that have a big impact. No better time to shop than now at Blinds.com's Memorial Day Mega Sale. Blinds.com invented a better way to shop for custom window treatments. 100% online with upfront pricing, no showroom markups, no pushy salespeople in your home. Whether you're a DIY warrior, prefer the white glove treatment, or somewhere in between, Blinds.com can help. Our design experts can help you make the perfect selection on your schedule. Plus, we can even handle everything from measure to install. Style every room effortlessly with classic shutters for living spaces, blackout for bedrooms, motorized options for ease, shades for your patio too. With over 25 million windows covered and 40,000 five-star reviews, Blinds.com is the trusted name in custom window treatments, all backed by our 100% satisfaction guarantee. Shop Blinds.com's Memorial Day Mega Sale. Save up to 50% site-wide. Plus, get a free measure now at Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
Oh, hey, friends. This sale's for you. The DSW Friends and Family event is on. DSW VIP members get 25% off almost everything in stores and online for a limited time. Don't miss out. This only happens twice a year. Not a VIP? You're still family to us. Join for free to get in on the savings. Plus, VIPs always get free shipping on anything. Save on must-own shoes today when you shop the DSW Friends and Family event at your DSW store or DSW.com.
That was our Browns insider, Daryl Ryder, discussing the latest on Deshaun Watson. I felt like, you know, Mary Kay on with Baskin and Phelps yesterday, she kicked the hornet's nest in the way that we appreciate, where she got a lot of conversation going. And then we had Albert Breer on yesterday. And Spencer, I don't know how much you heard of that convo that we had with Albert, but Albert, if we'd said Mary Kay kicked the hornet's nest, he basically punted the hornet's nest. Like, he accelerated that whole conversation even more. And we have not yet touched on it today outside of talking with Daryl, but I did think it was interesting that Daryl seems pretty confident Deshaun Watson will not play at all this season.
Yeah, I mean, listen, I think some of this is, it's a weird time of year where we're sort of looking for stuff to talk about, and the subject of Deshaun Watson is a pretty polarizing one. So you see these Instagram videos. He knows what he's doing. He knows what he's doing when he posts these videos on social media, and the team isn't giving anything away in terms of like their future plans with him or like what they're going to do or how they're going to play it this offseason. I think some of that is, they don't know his recovery timeline. They have to let that play out. But also, they're not going to like spill the beans on like, hey, we are going to IR him or we aren't going to IR him. Like, they have to also sort of abide by the NFLPA rules and regulations, right? Like, they can't just like put somebody on the IR if they're not 100% sure that they belong in the IR. So there's certain things.
This is the spot where if Nick was here, he'd be like, oh. But no team has ever done that, Spencer.
Well, yeah, I mean, obviously there's ways that you can skirt those things.
Was that a good Nick, by the way? That felt like what Nick would say in that moment,
100%
Mac.
It did, yes.
Yeah?
I'd give that a solid 7.
Not on the impression, on exactly what he would say in that moment.
Oh, yeah, absolutely nailed it.
100%.
Yeah, so like, and that's the thing. Like, I'm not saying there aren't teams that like fudge those things. I think it happens in baseball quite a bit, like the mystery injury where a guy goes on the IL and then he all of a sudden like just needs to get his mind right so he can pitch better.
Yeah, and so my problem within that discourse is that I think Deshaun Watson and the NFLPA would throw a stink if the Browns try to do something like that.
Well, that's the thing. That's why I think the Browns had to be really careful how they do this.
Like, both sides aren't playing ball because both sides aren't playing for the same team in this regard.
In some respects, though, like the NFLPA almost should just like take their ball and go home on this one. Like,
they can't. That's not how it works.
I know they can't, but like,
you pay so much money into the getting, NFLPA. Yeah. Like, if you only represent certain people when it comes to the NFLPA, right. The whole thing falls down.
But it's not like Deshaun's not going to get his money. Like, he's getting paid the entire contract, so it's not like that's going to change in any way here. But yeah, obviously it still is a factor. The legalities of it all have to come into play. And so the Browns aren't going to be able to like give you much information right now. I think there's a chance he could get to a point where he could potentially return next year. I just think my bigger point in all this is if you hear that he might play next year or there's a chance he could be back in the middle of the season or whatever, and that makes you freak out and you're like, why would they do this again? They can't go down this rabbit hole. The guy stinks. It's time to let this thing just rip off the Band-Aid and be done with it, whatever. I get all those reactions. But my thing is, I don't think that'll change whatsoever this team's stance on Deshaun Watson beyond this year. Like, he's on the team this year. We know that. They have to sort of play nice with him. Like Daryl mentioned, allow him to rehab here. Mm-hmm. Allow him to work out here. Allow him to figure out, like, where he's at health-wise. They're going to play nice. They're going to put on a happy face. To me, the writing is on the wall. We know what they're doing. March of next year, when the new league year comes down on 4 p.m. on whatever day it's going to be, March 17th or whatever it'll be next year, he is going to be cut and released as a June 1st they're going to split the salary in between two seasons.
I don't know that they will. I want to debate that with you for a second. Okay. Only because I've looked at it, and in my mind I've been saying March of 2027 the entire time, because that's the dead cap money just goes down significantly. So if it's March of 2026, it'd be $80 million. That's the number, right? So you'd split the $40 million across two seasons. You are paying it's not a premium quarterback rate, but for those two seasons, then you're still paying a top dollar rate. If you keep them on until the following season, then it drops down to $25 million. You can split that over two seasons if you want, and then you're paying $12 million, which is really nothing in comparison. Like, I wonder how the Browns will operate in that regard. And I wonder if Deshaun knows how they'll operate. Like, if Deshaun thinks that they're at the end of this season going to do what you suggest, eat the $80 million, split it across two seasons, and just swallow the big amount of money that it's going to be. Well, it makes more sense why Deshaun is out here lobbying and posting the Instagram videos and getting himself ready. Like, my thought process on it is the Browns drag this thing out as long as they possibly can. I know we want him off the roster. I get it. But from a financial standpoint and a cap standpoint, it makes so much more sense for March of 27. And in that point,
but what's your selling?
Deshaun is just kind of hanging out for no reason.
But yeah, but that's what I mean. Like, how do you sell? Like, what's the point of having him on the roster in 2026?
I don't care. The thing about it is Deshaun will get mad and he'll say something to the effect of, I'm wasting my prime years here. Okay, good.
No. But it's not even about making Deshaun mad. It's just like, you're going to use a roster spot on a quarterback that you have like zero intention of playing. If you're because
instead of paying him $40 million in the cut and release portion of it. Yes.
Because here's the other thing. Like, he's going to have to be, in your scenario, he's going to have to be on the active roster for all of 2026. And, like, what's your quarterback room look like? Is it going to be, do you still have Shedeur Sanders and Dylan Gabriel as, like, you know, still trying to sort out who they are? And are you drafting a quarterback next year, too?
I think this is where this gets fishy, right? This is where the Browns have to figure out what exactly he can and cannot do. Can you keep him as a third quarterback to be the guy that is in back of your backup and your starter?
If
he gets to a spot where health-wise he can, then I could see the Browns exploring that option. And if he's not healthy to do that, then he's on the IR and you don't have to worry about any of that.
But I think by 2026, he'll definitely be healthy enough to do something like that, I would imagine. Unless he hurts himself again. I guess that's fair. It's two straight years of him having injuries.
Got a strong record of not being able to keep his health in line.
I just don't think that's feasible. Like, I think from like a PR standpoint, it's not feasible. From like a roster standpoint, it's not feasible.
Hit, even after this season, would be, again, $80 million would be the second largest in NFL history, trailing only the Russ Wilson.
Right, but if you make it June 1st, you spread it out. And that's the thing. I think the Russell Wilson scenario, like, change the course of all this. Like, I think a team being willing to eat, what was it, like $83 million when they did that, or $85 million when they cut him?
Yeah, it was like 89, I think.
I think that changed the math on, like, these teams being like, you know what, I can eat a lesser cap hit, and the Browns doing that for 2 years. Here's the other thing.
Well, so maybe the difference there, Spencer, maybe the difference there is the idea that if you have a rookie quarterback, and if Shedeur and Dylan has done it, then you can treat it like Bo Nix and Russell Wilson.
Well, and that's the other thing. Like,
but if you're still searching for that, that might be tough.
Whether you draft a quarterback next year with pick number 5, and that's your franchise guy, he makes a big amount of money for a draft pick standpoint.
Once again, a Browns conversation will end when we say, it'll be so much easier if you have a good rookie quarterback. Yeah. Like most combos in the NFL.
We talk about this all the time, though, right? Like, you use the years that quarterback's on his rookie deal to build the roster up around him. And so I guess you're a little late to the game in this scenario, because you'd have to sort of wait a couple years to pay off some of Deshaun Watson's deal before you really can invest again. But, like, you can build a roster that has Deshaun Watson's cap hit on it for 2 years at $40 million with a rookie quarterback.
So you can see the uncomfortable part.
Hold on real quick. Think about if Shedeur, like, rises to the top. He's your starting quarterback. You feel really good about him. And then maybe you don't need to take a quarterback next year. You're paying him like a fifth round pick.
And that's the advantage. That would be the advantage. Here's the uncomfortable part, though. And this is why I think the Browns would entertain the idea of Deshaun Watson actually being out on the field. It is so much better for them if he can actually stay upright and can actually be serviceable as a number three. I'm not saying start games for you. I'm not saying even be your backup. But if at some point this season he enters a game and shows that he's not made of glass and can actually, you know, function out there, that's your third quarterback and you stick him back there and then you save yourself a bunch of money in the process.
I'm gonna be honest.
A lot of money difference.
So here's the thing.
I'd love to see him out. I would suggest just getting rid of him, washing your hands clean of the whole situation. But from a financial standpoint, it is so much better if he can just be serviceable and be your third.
The reason I refuse to rule out what you're saying is because it's the Browns and you just never know.
You just never know.
I thought after seven games or six games of Deshaun looking as bad as he did last year, that Kevin Stefanski couldn't possibly get up there and say he gives us the best chance to win, and he did it. And I was laughing to myself when he said it. Like, so this organization could do anything. They could say, oh, we still think there's a chance Deshaun's great, and they could make him the starter in 2 years.
I have no idea
what they're going to do.
I think there's a reason why Mary Kay said what she said yesterday and why Albert Breer said what he said yesterday.
They're seeing
some of the same things I'm describing to you right now.
I also think, though, that there's a reason why Jimmy Haslam said what he said at the owners' meetings. And the quote about we have to dig ourselves out of this hole, that doesn't sound like a team that really is going to stick this thing out and see if they can like figure it out with that guy. That seems like a team that's moved on, and they're like, the sooner we can get out of here, the better. We're going to dig ourselves out of this hole.
You're not banking your franchise on him. Like, I mean, I'm still suggesting you have him on the roster as the third quarterback who hopefully never sees the light of day.
I just think it's best bet.
As just a pure financial we gain out of this.
I
would bet Deshaun's people will probably throw a stink about it, and maybe this is where you end up being right and I end up being wrong, is that next year maybe Deshaun feels good by the end of this next season and just is going to just force his way out and be a nuisance in the whole entire process to try to get himself an opportunity to actually play.
Custom window treatments are a small upgrade that have a big impact. No better time to shop than now at Blinds.com's Memorial Day Mega Sale. Blinds.com invented a better way to shop for custom window treatments. 100% online with upfront pricing, no showroom markups, no pushy salespeople in your home. Whether you're a DIY warrior, prefer the white glove treatment, or somewhere in between, Blinds.com can help. Our design experts can help you make the perfect selection on your schedule. Plus, we can even handle everything from measure to install. Style every room effortlessly with classic shutters for living spaces, blackout for bedrooms, motorized options for ease, shades for your patio too. With over 25 million windows covered and 40,000 five-star reviews, Blinds.com is the trusted name in custom window treatments, all backed by our 100% satisfaction guarantee. Shop Blinds.com's Memorial Day Mega Sale. Save up to 50% site-wide. Plus, get a free measure now at Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
Oh, hey, friends. This sale's for you. The DSW Friends and Family event is on. DSW VIP members get 25% off almost everything in stores and online for a limited time. Don't miss out. This only happens twice a year. Not a VIP? You're still family to us. Join for free to get in on the savings. Plus, VIPs always get free shipping on anything. Save on must-own shoes today when you shop the DSW Friends and Family event at your DSW store or DSW.com.
I mean, honestly, that's a good move for him.
Well, it doesn't save the Browns any money. Well, if he ends up getting, he's not going to get traded. You'd have to have the actual cut release. But he might end up raising a whole stink if he thinks he's actually got himself talent wise anywhere close to where he was in Houston.
Oh, he thinks
and can convince himself that he is.
You see the coffee cup he had in the video.
And if he sits in back of everyone this year and doesn't have any opportunities, that man is going to raise a stink to try to get out there. He's gonna make it miserable on the Browns. You thought Myles Garrett made it miserable on the Browns. Deshaun Watson will look at that and say child's play. Now, it won't hit the same way because Myles Garrett, obviously, we talked about it ad nauseum, and everyone just wants Deshaun Watson to be tucked away in the closet and just please get away from us as fast as you can. We're done playing with you. Like he's a toy in Toy Story. We're done playing with you. We want nothing to do with you anymore.
What a reference.
But the point is that if you're Deshaun Watson, I think he's going to try to make it as just as annoying and as exhausting as possible, because if he's going to have an opportunity to play elsewhere, it's going to come with the idea that the Browns would eat up a lot of dead cap after this season if they go that route.
I just can't imagine a world where they're like somehow selling anybody on him still being on this roster. Like I think they've signaled that they're ready to move on with the way they drafted quarterbacks this year, with the way they position themselves for next year to potentially take another quarterback if they need to. Like everybody knows that ship has sailed. Deshaun's not stupid. He knows that ship has sailed. But he's, again, everyone right now is playing nice. They're singing Kumbaya together. Everyone always had a friend that like acted like your friend, but really wasn't your friend. Like
that's how I think of Mac. I'm kidding. Mac's my friend.
That's how it is. Like they're all pretending that they get along and they're all in this together. But the second that you get a chance to actually move on from each other, they won't be sending each other Christmas cards after this season.
Right, and the moment that Deshaun gets a sniff of another team having any sort of interest, I think that's when he starts to make things just a living hell.
And I think there was I don't know if it was Albert Breer. Somebody talked about the idea that, like, will he get interest somewhere else? I go back and forth on this because I think on some level it's like I think people know he's shot and he probably isn't going to ever be that guy again. But there's so many GMs that, like, bank on, if there's something there, we might as well give it a shot. And he's going to be making minimal money anyway. Like, he's going to have to sign in, like, a veteran minimum. And some team will – so I think some team will give him a chance. I don't know that's going to be a lot of teams, but there might be, like, two teams that are willing to just bring him in and see what he does during camp. So you know if he sniffs an opportunity to potentially go somewhere else and just try for a third time to revive his career, he's going to try to make that happen for sure.
It is wild. We have five quarterbacks. Just when you stop and think about it, I always love a quarterback conversation, and we just really
you know
went.
What they say, you have five quarterbacks, you don't have one.
That's the line. Yeah, that's clearly that's the one. In case we missed it next, right here on The Fan.
Custom window treatments are a small upgrade that have a big impact. No better time to shop than now at Blinds.com's Memorial Day Mega Sale. Blinds.com invented a better way to shop for custom window treatments. 100% online with upfront pricing, no showroom markups, no pushy salespeople in your home. Whether you're a DIY warrior, prefer the white glove treatment, or somewhere in between, Blinds.com can help. Our design experts can help you make the perfect selection on your schedule. Plus, we can even handle everything from measure to install. Style every room effortlessly with classic shutters for living spaces, blackout for bedrooms, motorized options for ease, shades for your patio too. With over 25 million windows covered and 40,000 five-star reviews, Blinds.com is the trusted name in custom window treatments, all backed by our 100% satisfaction guarantee. Shop Blinds.com's Memorial Day Mega Sale. Save up to 50% site-wide. Plus, get a free measure now at Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Dollar Shave Club delivers premium razors without premium prices. Get close, comfortable six-blade shaves, swift rinse and four blades for thicker hair, and translucent shave butter for precision. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun. Use promo code HOMERUN for 20% off.
Looking for a job is lonely. Endless searching, phone calls that go nowhere, applications that vanish into thin air. What if you could link with dozens of local companies who are hiring right now with just one connection? That's Express Employment Professionals. Find us at expresspros.com. One connection, endless opportunities, and no fees ever for job seekers. Express Employment Professionals. Expresspros.com.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down. We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.